A controversial new study from the Department of Energy claims that the U.S. power grid could become less reliable if too much electricity comes from renewable energy and natural gas. Environmentalists are not buying it. They see the Trump administration trying to prop up an ailing coal industry. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Energy Secretary Rick Perry called for the study last spring. The report doesn't say there's a grid reliability problem now, only that one could develop if more coal and nuclear power plants shut down. Those plants are having trouble competing with cheaper natural gas and renewable energy at a time when the country is using less electricity. The Energy Department study points out that coal and nuclear generate power whenever it's needed, while solar and wind can be less predictable. This echoes an argument traditional utilities and power generators have made for years. Scott Siegel is director of the Electric Reliability Coordinating Council.
The most reliable and resilient grid is the type that will balance traditional baseload sources of power with renewable power.
Siegel says renewable forms of electricity got a lot of focus during the Obama administration. Now he thinks it's time for the pendulum to swing back. Mark Kreswick with the Sierra Club sees something else entirely in this new Energy Department report.
Coal and nuclear interests are making a last-ditch attempt to try and preserve their market share that is being taken up by fast-growing, clean, reliable, affordable resources like wind and solar.
Kreswick and other renewable energy advocates believe the Trump administration is laying the groundwork to justify subsidies for coal and nuclear power plants.
It will cost consumers more, and ultimately we will all be paying the price, whether in increased electricity costs or by breathing dirtier air.
Nuclear plant operators already have won subsidies in some states, and coal companies have lobbied the Trump administration for help. But Scott Siegel says, remember,
any real bold policy changes require major regulatory change or legislation or both.
The Department of Energy is now accepting public comments on its grid report. Early indications are the agency is about to get an earful. Jeff Brady, NPR News.